tournament in existence over 12 years at this point. Now, initially, funny enough, it was consistent with the starting point was with the Ukrainian, Russian team, English team, and Irish team consist of a select team from Ireland, from all over Ireland. And then it grew over the years, and it had a, sorry, at that time, back in 2010, it had a lot of intercultural aspects to it. You know, the guys got an experience Irish culture in its purest, tried all the GAA, I suppose, games and food, and even was a singing competition, you name it. So, and then it grew to become a quite competitive, and it got the... It got attracted many other countries from around the globe, and it was tournaments for the past, I suppose, 6-7 years, besides the pandemic time. It was a tournament of 3 or 4 days in duration, but had up to 12, 15 countries taking part, and become slightly bit more competitive and a bit less, I suppose, intercultural. So with the pandemic, we kind of rethought of what's going on. So all of that was based in Dublin. We sort of had a second thinking how we get back that into the culturalism. And obviously me being Ukrainian and with the situation that's going on in Ukraine, we kind of said, and obviously with a good friend of mine in Galway, from Olympic Galway, Michael Mongan and John Mongan, doing amazing work in every aspect. We just thought, why not to change the slightly format and come back to that interculturalism and explore Gold nationwide, and no better place than Galway to partner up with. I often say in my very first trip when I arrived in Ireland back 21 years ago was to Galway, and I was straight away impressed with the amount that oozes out of Galwayans. I actually realised at the time I had a very poor English, still do, but I actually realized that I could speak English, because they speak super slow, pronouncing every letter, and very welcoming part of the country.
Where did the where are the boxers? The boxers that are representing Ukraine this weekend and next weekend, are they based in the Ukraine or are they based in Ireland? And is that how you got your team together?
Yeah. Well, they're based in Ukraine. Over all them years, over 12 years, obviously, me being Ukrainian, Ukraine always participated very heavily. So we, over the years, we had national team number one. It was even one time, 6 or 7 years ago, 1 year, European Championship took place in Russia, and Ukrainian team were boycotting them over the Crimea crisis at the time. And they didn't go to the Europeans, but they went to us, which was an amazing statement. But overall, over the years, every year we had a Ukrainian team very heavily represented in that tournament. So, as I said, so this year we now it's again, it was quite risky to get them from Ukraine, but I just, since the horrific situation with the war happening in Ukraine, I tried to see which way, how else I could be helpful or what I'm good at in this part of the world, you know. And yeah, it was quite risky to try and to get the team from Ukraine, considering the situation of them out. They're all from Ukraine. And funny enough, being on the social media, I've seen some of the coaches of boxers that arrived, or some of the close relatives on the front line. And this is just our way to show them that we stand with you and we support you in every possible way. And they were already sending the thankful messages from, you know, where they are.
And Igor, just to finish, there's a tournament obviously today in Galway. It gets underway at 2 p.m. There'll be another tournament then in Smithfield next weekend. What's going to be happening in the days in between?
Well, it's a man. They already went the pure scale race. They already introduced themselves to the something that they might not really would be as popular in Ukraine. The different games. They already met up with the Irish kids over here. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing, they'll be getting to see the food culture, you know, there's the food being cooked for them, the Irish traditional food, and they're absolutely loving it. So all of that would be there. Hopefully we'll get them to visit Guinness, and just overall just to get distracted from what the horror that they get on a daily basis, them and their relatives. And surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, but I suppose to have a pleasure, it has that effect already. I'm already getting bombarded with the messages from Ukraine thanking me for what we're doing for them and for their relatives. You know,
it's a wonderful story. It's a great example of what sport can do. And both yourself and Mike and John Mongan and both Smithfield and Olympic Galway deserve massive credit for this. Enjoy today. Enjoy the rest of the week. And I appreciate you taking the call. The opening ceremony is not that far away now. Thanks so much, Igor, for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me. And please all come along and support both nations and show the solidarity. That was all with Ukraine and with Ireland. Thank you so much.